Hello, everybody in Audio Boo Boo Land. Matt here from Utah. And at this nice, quiet time in the middle of the afternoon on a Thursday, thought I'd take some time, record another Audio Boo, and give my thoughts about buying reliable technology. It's important. Cost twice as much money to buy cheap crap that wears out to do it four times in the same length of time that somebody could buy something that's twice as expensive and only have to replace it once in a given 5-year length of time. In a given 5-year length of time, if you do the calculations right, it's far more expensive to buy $600 Windows computers 3 times in 5 years than it is to buy a $1,000 Mac, and only have to do it once in the same 5-year time. Therefore, because of the reliability and quality of Apple products, it makes them cheaper, less expensive in the long run. Yeah, it's more of a cost up front, but over between 5 and 10 years' time, it's actually far less expensive to own a Mac, at least from my observations. And my Mac was even used to start with. Usually you think of used equipment, you get the stuff that's not that great. Well, I learned otherwise. Apple builds their stuff well. I have a Bluetooth keyboard here. Apple Bluetooth keyboard, to be exact. And it has lasted 3 years. Some of the buttons have started to not work on it. Bought it in 2010. Here it is, 2013. It only cost me $75. I have another Bluetooth keyboard here, a Brickstone keyboard. Two of them, the same type. One of them, these keyboards are able to be rolled up, shoved in a pocket. You can fold them up, take them around, do stuff. Anyway, one of these Brookstone keyboards has failed to work within 3 months. And those are only priced about $50. Someone asks, why would you pay $74, $75 for a keyboard when you only need to spend $50 for it? Well, because Apple keyboards last 3 years. These other $50 keyboards lasted 3 months. So for only $25 more, I'm actually saving money. That's another case to prove my point. The Apple keyboard finally wore out, started doing some strange things when I hit some of the keys. For instance, I would go on the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. When I hit 7, it said 9, 8, 9 again. You know, some little things like that along some of the keys on the right side of the keyboard, and the arrow keys weren't working properly anymore. And I'm going to do a demo of that on the show on Saturday. It's a pre-recorded demo because I didn't want to leave that keyboard connected to my iPhone all week. So, my point in leaving this Audio Boo message today is buy good, top-quality stuff that's going to last you a few years. It's less expensive over 3 to 5 years' time to buy stuff that's high in quality, that's built well, that's durable, it's going to last that long. You're better off doing that than buying a bunch of cheap crap that you're going to have to replace every 3 to 5 months or every year. Not only does it save you money, it's easier on the mind, less to worry about. You won't get stressed out as much. So buying top-quality, durable stuff is good for your mental health, and it's good for your financial budget. It's good for you. And that's the point of my Audio Boo techie message today. And when people call me at Edified Access looking for good tech support, I give them recommendations of top-quality electronics, because I don't want things failing on them. They're going to be paying me $30 an hour for tech support. I don't want to have to bill them and bill them and bill them. I want to make it look like I'm looking out for the customer, which I am. I could use some of their money, yet at the same time, I want to be honest about it. So if I can make it so they don't have to call me as much,